out over the next few days as the temperatures continue to rise. Today and tomorrow, high temperature in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices again, isolated storms at best, but few and far between. Good luck. Tonight's low 74. Thursday, high temperature 96. Spotty afternoon storms here and there. Then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think the rain chances get a little bit better. They'll still be random, but there'll be more to go around each day. High temperatures in the mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. Play now through Friday, July 26th. And for every 250 base points earned, you'll get one entry into our last chance drawing on July 26th, when you could win a share of $10,000 free play or one of five instant entries into the $1 million grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Quire.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also, get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
We've been doing two for Tuesday today. Nobody's picked up on that yet. Or if they have, they haven't called on it. So we have to play people with more than one great song. No one-hit wonders.
That's right.
Today is not the day to play Gene Mitchell. people are like, that's a zero-hit wonder, man.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until your daily scheduled nooner. Carolyn is here answering phones. If you would like to get in at 272-9228 on the bathinnovations.com, guest hotline, 272-9228 will land you squarely on the radio if you want to call. Make it pithy, get to the point, and leave the humor to your humble hosts, because we're funny and you're not. I got multiple text messages on the Ebola thing. Some people think it's a bridge they're not willing to cross. Bioweapon. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook's founder, admits to interfering in political speech in Ireland leading up to an Irish abortion referendum. Facebook systematically deleted the posts it didn't like. It promoted the posts that they did like that were consistent with Facebook values of pro-abortion, you know, the pro-abortion position in Ireland. Ahead of Ireland's abortion referendum, Facebook reached out to Ireland and said, listen, you've got people placing ads in Ireland that are from the United States and other countries. What do you want us to do about it? Ireland said, not much. There's nothing we can do. It's not illegal. In Ireland, you can buy ads from outside of Ireland on referendum. Facebook then said, that's okay. We're going to promote our position and we're going to delete them, even though it's not illegal. We're going to delete the pro-life posts and prevent pro-life groups outside of Ireland from targeting Irish citizens. I'm going to run that by you again. Facebook reached out to Ireland and said, all right, Ireland, you've got people from outside of Ireland buying ads, pro-life ads inside of Ireland. Not telling you to vote a particular way, just pro-life ads in general. I mean, they happened to coincide with the Irish referendum, but they weren't like, vote no on May 12 or whatever. They were just pro-life ads in general, originating from the United States, from some nonprofits in the United States, into Ireland. Facebook reached out to Irish authorities and said, should we block these or not? Irish authorities said, there's not much we can do. They're not illegal. And Facebook said, that's all right. We'll block them anyway. Facebook zucked the pro-lifers. We ended up not allowing the ads, Zuckerberg stated. We ended up not allowing the ads. Which leads me to a story that shocked me when I first heard it.
Shocking news.
No, not the fact that two people got in a fight at a Dixie Youth game. I hope I printed this story off. I'll be so disappointed if I didn't. I don't think I did.
That Dixie Youth story is hilarious.
I got to find this story because you've got to hear it. This is, to me, one of the more shocking things I've heard in a while. This is an example of where live radio sometimes goes wrong. Okay, I found it. Tucker Carlson appeared at the National Conservatism Conference. And he gave a keynote speech. And in the speech, Tucker Carlson, who is a pretty avid right-winger, he hosts Tucker Carlson Tonight on Fox News, 7 p.m. local, 8 p.m. Trump time. He warned allies at the National Conservatism Conference that it's not bigger government that they need to be scared of, but it's big business.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
He sort of sounded like your humble talk show host a little bit. Here is how Rosie Gray put it on Twitter. Tucker Carlson shouts out leftists at the National Conservatism Conference in D.C. Quote, I disagree with the Jacobin people on a lot of things, but I will say that I've learned in the past couple of years they're right about a lot. Some of them are actually kind of honest. The main threat to your ability to live your life does not come from government anymore. It comes from the private sector. Guys, Tucker Carlson's exactly right. Big pharma, big oil, the military-industrial complex, these are things that the left has been warning about and fighting about for years, and we on the right have instinctively, because the left is calling them out, supported them. But now where you finally see big tech going, all of a sudden people on the right are like, whoa, wait a minute. Maybe big business is a little out of control. Maybe Facebook shouldn't be unilaterally deciding what American nonprofits can advertise in Ireland. Maybe Twitter and Facebook shouldn't unilaterally be banning people based on viewpoint discrimination alone. Maybe they should be forced to comply with their own terms of service. And that targeted harassment is targeted harassment, whether it targets a conservative or a liberal. And if they're going to ban a conservative for targeted harassment, they need to ban liberals for the exact same content. Maybe, just maybe, the pharmaceutical companies aren't telling us the whole story. Maybe the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies are a little too cushion cozy. I think Donald Trump has changed a lot, a whole lot about the way we view big business. But it's not Donald Trump telling us what to think about big business. It's the way big business reacted to Donald Trump. And if you look at who Donald Trump is and what he represents and what he seeks to accomplish as president of the United States, you would normally have believed big business would be on board, right? Low taxation, minimal regulations. Those are things big business can get behind. But what we're learning is big business and globalism and corporatism are synonymous.
Basically.
And Tucker Carlson's right about this. You know, one of the people Donald Trump talks to on a near daily basis is Tucker Carlson. I'll tell you who off air. I can't tell the audience who. Somebody I talk to on a very regular basis is a good friend of Tucker Carlson's. Talks to him almost on a daily basis. And tells me that the president and Tucker Carlson are in very close contact on a very regular basis. And in fact, let's see if I got this story printed off. Maybe I didn't print off everything today. Here's the headline, and I'll give you an answer, and I'll tell you why I'm doing this and why Tucker Carlson prompted me to read this headline. It's from the militarytimes.com. Pentagon in its longest ever stretch of leadership limbo.
Mm-hmm.
When he resigned as defense secretary last December, Jim Magdog Mattis thought it might take 2 months to install a successor. That seemed like a terribly long time. 7 months later, the U.S. still has no confirmed defense chief, even with the nation facing potential armed conflict with Iran. That's the longest such stretch in Pentagon history. There's also no confirmed deputy defense secretary, and other significant senior civilian and military positions are in limbo, more than at any other recent time. You know why I think that exists? Why there's no urgency? You know one of the people Trump listens to on military matters more than anyone else? Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson may be the most influential person in America when it comes to what happens at the executive level in this country. I knew when Tucker Carlson started that show on Fox it would be good. And it has. It's been stellar. For the most part. He avoids a few topics that I wish he'd go after. But for the most part, the show's been stellar. I watched it last night. It's almost appointment watching. It should be appointment watching. Almost nothing else on Fox News is worth watching. Sometimes Hannity. Between the hours of 7 and 9 p.m. local time, 8 and 10 p.m. Trump time, Tucker Carlson and Hannity are okay. Tucker's great. Hannity's okay. Almost everything else on Fox News is unwatchable. It's trash. It's anti-Trump. It's anti-American. But Tucker's fantastic, and he has Trump's ear. And he talks to Trump on a very regular basis. And I will remind you what I told you a couple of weeks ago. When Trump was in Korea and walked into North Korea, who was by his side? It wasn't his acting defense secretary. It wasn't his national security advisor. It wasn't even his secretary of state. The man who accompanied him on that trip was Tucker Carlson. When Donald Trump was being told by everyone in the Pentagon to retaliate militarily against Iran, when the acting defense secretary, when his national security advisor, when his cabinet secretaries were all saying, you got to retaliate, when every numbskull in the national news was saying, well, it's just a matter of time before Donald Trump bombs the hell out of Iran after this latest. You know who he talked to? He didn't talk to anyone. He talked to Tucker Carlson, who told him, it's not worth it. This isn't your battle. They shot down an old tech that everybody had tech unmanned drone. There's not a single secret on there that they didn't already know about. They gained nothing by shooting it down. We'll have another one up above Iran in 6 hours. You going to war over that? Everybody else wanted him to, but Tucker Carlson said, you going to go to war over that? You're going to kill 150 minimum people over that? And if this thing spirals out of control, you're going to kill tens of thousands of people over a 1980s drone? That's not even as high-tech as the ones you get at Walmart for $300? That's what you're going to war over? Something China and Iran already had and have already exploited? Come on. You know why I think Pentagon is in its longest ever stretch of leadership limbo? Because, A, he feels like he already has a defense secretary in Tucker Carlson. But, B, or at least a defense advisor. But, B, it's hard to find somebody who's not a globalist, corporatist, military-industrial complex whore to fill that position. Because, remember, they have to be Senate confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
And the Senate is completely bought and paid for. That's why Trump would rather leave those positions unfilled. They get somebody in there who's going to have the opposite view of defense policy. See, Dave, I got to build them some glasses to wear so that they can see the world the way I see it. All these stories are related. Everything we've covered so far today has been related, except for the meth gators.
Well,
that's different.
They're still related.
Dave Mowry,
Baron. The meth gets here, Baron.
That's a good point. That's a good point. The globalists bring in the meth. So it's related, too. Hey, and probably even the two people fighting at the softball game, which we'll cover at some point.
Well,
18 after.
Place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing costs a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back in 23 minutes after 10. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. Carolyn's bored to tears. She actually fell asleep. If you want to call her, wake her up. 272-9228. She's drooling. She's not actually drooling. That woke her up, actually. So maybe she wasn't asleep at all. She was checking her eyelids for holes. The Goodson Group, Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group, 551-0225. 551-0225. Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group is nothing short of spectacular, to be honest with you. The guy knows everything there is to know about real estate. I mean, every aspect of it, top to bottom. I mean, he's got real estate covered from head to toe. You want to buy real estate? You need to buy a house? Bo Goodson, 551-0225. Call the Goodson Group, thegoodsongroup.com. You want to sell your house? Not just list your house. I see houses listed all the time. Do you want to sell your house? Call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. 551-0225. Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group. Or maybe you just want to manage your house. You can't sell it, maybe you don't want to sell it. You want it as an investment property. Or you have, you just, for whatever reason, you're tired of messing around with your rental houses you already have. Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group, 551-0225. 551-0225. Bo Goodson at thegoodsongroup.com. Sorry for the yawn there, people. I got up early today. I got up early yesterday. I got up at 4 yesterday.
Yeah, you've been burning the mid-morning oil.
Yeah, and I got up at 5 today, which is about what time I normally get up, 5:30. But the 4 yesterday messed me up.
I'm usually not up by then, although when I wake up, see, I like
you to... You feel better when you wake up at 5, though, right?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I like to wake up about 6:45.
What?
Yeah.
No grown man needs to be up when the sun's up.
It's
I mean,
fine.
You'd be in sleep while the sun's up.
It's fine.
Why?
I don't know.
just messing with you. That's probably a decent time to wake up.
It's fine.
On a weekend, I'll wake up at 6:15.
Doesn't matter. I mean, I don't know.
But I also go to bed early.
I don't. So.
See, I'm not one of those midnight people. I mean, I'll do it occasionally. But you won't catch me up at 1 or 2 a.m. very often. If you do, take a picture. Because I'm probably doing something wrong and you can bribe me.
I'm actually the most productive when I'm up till like midnight and then awake at 5.
Yeah.
Like, you get that weird, like...
Like
you
that
know,
buzz kind of... Yes. Oh, I trust me. I've had it. Debbie, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hey.
I have a question for you.
I've got an answer.
You were I hope you do. Mm-hmm. You were talking about big business being, you know, in a power position. I've known that. You know, we talked about George Soros before and, you know, these other people. Now Zuckerberg, for instance, manipulating things. When it comes to that, what can we actually do? Is there anything that can be done to limit their power once they've got it? I mean,
you're talking about from the from Debbie's perspective. You're talking about from Debbie's perspective, or from the national perspective.
National, honey.
Okay.
I'm just
right.
trying to figure out what
well,
we can do.
You said,
do.
What can we do? And I didn't know who you're talking about. Let me say what we can do.
Okay.
We can re-elect Donald Trump, for one. Yes, we can. And everybody, and I don't say this often, everybody should be donating to Trump on a regular basis, even if it's just $2 a month, $3 a month. Everybody needs to get on DonaldJTrump.com, get on the contribute button, and donate something, even $10, $50. The future of the country is at stake. It's worth more than a double fillet of fish at McDonald's, which is $4.94.
Well, most people think that, like, you know, if you can't cut that $2,800 max check, or you can't give $1,000, and you're not doing anything. But if you can give $25 a month,
it's a huge difference
for 10 or 12 months.
And it's not just you. Think of 10,000 other people doing the same thing.
Or a million people.
Yeah. So a million people each give them $3 a month, that's $3 million a month. And then he can go out and get the big checks from the big donors.
Mm-hmm.
Or if a million people giving him $25 a month, that's $25 million a month.
That's right.
Then he can go out and get the big checks. This election is going to take $1 billion.
We need a million people to give us $25 a month, Baron.
We just need 100 people to give us $25 a month.
Are you sure? Or 1,000. You know.
So, here's what Trump is doing. Let's take the pharmaceutical company. Let's take them in order. Pharmaceutical companies. The one thing is he put a regulation out that some stupid judge stopped, but he put a regulation out that said that pharmaceutical companies had to disclose their 30-day price in their ad if it was over $30, $35. Right. Now, some judge stopped that. The other thing Trump has done is he said that pharmaceutical companies have to something about the way they're negotiating with states or something.
Mm-hmm.
Some change in that. He's doing what he can to nibble around the edges on regulatory matters to let them know we're bringing the thunder if you guys step out of line. Now, keep in mind, nobody, no industry gives more money to Congress than the pharmaceutical industry. So it's not going to be done legislatively. It's going to have to be done through executive order. And that's where he's headed. That's what he's trying to do. All right, so, but on big tech, Donald Trump can do the same thing on big tech that Teddy Roosevelt did. Go break them up.
Yes.
Go break them up. I knew
you were going to that.
Yeah, we broke up Ma Bell in the 80s.
That's right.
Once business is too big, Teddy Roosevelt's strategy on the trust was, if you are acting as a good steward of our country's people, if you're paying your employees fair wages, you're engaging in competition fairly, and you just happen to get massive and huge and be the only option and you have a monopoly, so be it. At least you're being fair. But the moment you stop treating people fairly, we're breaking you up. And he did it. And he did it several times. And he would have continued to do it if he'd have gotten elected again. Donald Trump needs to do that, and I think he will. And I think that's what we do, is we support Donald Trump because they're trying to take him out with these four broads called the Squad. Stupidest name ever. Stop saying squad if you're over 13.
Squad.
Stop it. Stop it. That's what 13-year-old teenagers say. Stop it.
Well, I mean,
not grown-ass adults in Congress. Squad.
Look at who you're talking about.
I'm with my squad.
Look at who you're talking about.
I got to go talk to my squad. Shut up. Shut up. Anyway, that's what we can do, Debbie. I appreciate the call. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. But that's how this is. That's how big business is going to be held accountable. Break them up. Break them up. You know, they tried to break up Microsoft in the 90s and the early 2000s. And then Microsoft became a globalist corporatist.
And they funded all that money through those Chinese monks to Al Gore, and then the next thing you know,
they didn't get broken up. Well, not only that, they opened the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and went around the world, you know,
giving money to Chinese monks to give to Al Gore?
And, no. Went around the world fulfilling the globalist corporatist dream of globalism and giving a ton of money to the Clinton Foundation. $100 million to the Clinton Foundation, whatever they gave. So that's how you don't get broken up. You buy off the president. You can't buy off Trump. Can't buy him off. That's why they hate him. That's why they hate him. Red Top.
Hey, bud.
Hey, friend.
I told Karen, Carolyn, you were talking about on the air, saying she was drooling and going to sleep. So
she's not drooling. She knows. She was listening.
believe it or not, I just happened to be scanning across the channels earlier, looking for you guys, and I came across NPR. And I hear the word Montgomery, Alabama. This is going to stun you. This is a woman that called in and actually were calling in to talk about Donald Trump and the things he said. But I hear the word Montgomery, Alabama. And she said during the hurricane, they were trying to escape the hurricane. They end up in downtown Montgomery, Alabama at a hotel. And she said she was amazed at how the people of Montgomery have, considering it was one of the major slave trading areas, civil rights, Martin Luther King, she says, have changed and memorialized all these things and put up museums. She said they went everywhere and they were stunned at how the people of Montgomery, Alabama have gotten over all the race stuff, and she wished Donald Trump would do the same. And we wish Donald Trump would be like us people in Montgomery. Unfortunately, for her sake, she didn't realize we're already like Donald Trump.
Yeah, we're all like, we're exactly like him.
But I was stunned to hear that, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm happy to hear that. I believe that. I think a lot of people, that's why I keep telling people that Montgomery, we've gotten over a lot of the problems.
We have.
And a lot of the race rabble-rousers around here can never get momentum. They can't ever make a living out of it because there's no demand for their services. There's no demand for their services because other black folks look around and say, pretty nice place to live, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, and, people are very satisfied in all the communities, and we really have a nice little gem of a town. Unfortunately, our state legislature is not as decent as the rest of us around here, but we can try to work on that, can't we, guys?
Yep. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I love how Red Top calls and gives us the daily update on what's going on NPR. Well, I guess if our tax dollars are paying for it, we ought to know what it's saying. 33 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. There's a place up ahead and I'm going just as fast as my feet can fly. Come away, come away, you keep going. Leave the sinking ship behind. Come on, the rising wind. We're caught up around the bend.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox Business Network, the Dow has been trading in record territory. Retail sales improved in June, up 0.4%, and manufacturing picked up last month, also up 0.4%. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Johnson & Johnson, and Wells Fargo reported better than expected earnings. KeyCorp says it has identified fraudulent activity estimated at up to $90 million. The Cleveland-based bank says the transactions are associated with a business customer of Key Bank National Association. KeyCorp is working with law enforcement. Ryanair's chief executive, Michael O'Leary, says the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX has forced him to cut the company's expansion plans. Still, O'Leary thinks it's a great product and the company intends to take delivery of all 135 aircraft it has ordered over the next 5 years. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Over
the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The number of storms will be thinning out over the next few days as the temperatures continue to rise. Today and tomorrow, high temperature in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices again. Isolated storms at best, but few and far between. Good luck. Tonight's low 74. Thursday, high temperature 96. Spotty afternoon storms here and there. Then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think the rain chances get a little bit better. They'll still be random, but there'll be more to go around each day. High temperatures in the mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
What a drag it is getting old.
All right, guys, 38 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. My man Mike Jenkins over at Jenkins Tire and Auto, guys, he is a stud. Get by there when you have anything at all wrong with your car. And I'll be honest, man, I had a car stranded the other day downtown. The wife's van. I was running to the P.O. box, checking some stuff, and van just had a catastrophe right there in the parking lot. I called Mike over at Jenkins Tire and Auto, and they sent somebody over there to pick it up. You know, that you talk about service. That's what I'm talking about. Jenkins Tire and Auto, that's the kind of personalized service you get. Kind of service you get where if you drop your car off in the morning for an oil change or a set of tires or some routine maintenance, or even just because you hear a weird knocking sound and don't know what it is, or you got a little vibration in the wheel or your brakes are squeaking, whatever the problem is, they'll get you to work. They'll get you to work. Jenkins Tire and Auto, they're on the corner of Perry and Jefferson, downtown, one block north of Madison. Get that squared away when you get the opportunity. Jenkins Tire and Auto. I'm looking up their phone number. I always forget it. Do you guys remember it? No. 262-1996. I need to put it in my phone. Looked it up the other day when I was stranded, though. 262-1996. 1996. 262-1996. You can call ahead or you can just drop your stuff off. They don't care what you do. 20 minutes here to the top of the hour. Carolyn's shagging phones at 272-9228. 272-9228. That's the bathinnovations.com guest hotline. Speaking of globalism, well, we're having a big globalism bash today.
We are.
Opponents, you know, Italy has a guy named Matteo Salvini.
Mm-hmm.
He is basically the Trump of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care about the EU. He's an Italy first kind of guy.
Well,
he doesn't like all the mass immigration that's unaccounted for and ruining the country. Now, guess what's happening? The globalists are saying that Matteo Salvini is in cahoots with Russia. Can you believe it? Would you believe it? Russia, for a country that's pretty broke, has fairly low GDP, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it does. Capita. It's surprisingly low.
Yeah, and I mean, they got a lot of resources, but they've never done a good job of exploiting them over the years. Well, probably because they were communist for 80 to 90 years. Russia is apparently controlling the entire world, which is frankly shocking. The story has dominated the Italian press for the last week. Salvini has tried to distance himself from a political financing scandal that has involved some people in his campaign. who allegedly broke campaign laws receiving money from the Russian government. And, of course, that means Salvini must have been elected by Russians. All because Savoyny, a one-time Salvini spokesman, attended a July 4th dinner with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Rome, and the deputy premier, who is Salvini, has said he doesn't know how his associate came to be there. Keep in mind, he's no longer the spokesperson. He wasn't the spokesperson when he went. He just used to be the spokesperson. Unbelievable. The report suggests the most powerful homegrown opponent of the European Union may have been colluding with the Kremlin. Guys, new day, same story. New day, same. You know when you go and you get those books, sheet music? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if every page was the same music? Like everything's the Four Seasons?
Right.
It's a shame they Netflix canceled Vivaldi after Four Seasons. In case you guys were on that list, the Facebook group list talking about raiding Area 51, I don't recommend it.
You don't?
No. It's over a million people now. The Air Force has said, listen, we understand this is a joke.
But it better be a joke.
But if you guys try to come up here, we will protect Air Force assets.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, we will mow you down. I don't care if there's 10 of you or a million of you. Spokesperson for the Air Force said Area 51 is an open training range for the United States Air Force, and we would discourage anyone from trying to come into the area where we train American Armed Forces. The U.S. Air Force always stands ready to protect America and its assets. Anyone who commits a crime in and around Area 51, including trespassing, will be arrested and prosecuted to the fullest extent of local military law. And I would add, you'll probably be killed.
Yeah. What do you think you're going to gain?
Here is what the Facebook group says. If we run, we can move faster than their bullets.
Wrong.
Let's see them aliens. There's no apostrophe in let's, by the way.
Right.
And obviously them is the wrong pronoun. You need the demonstrative pronoun, those. Those aliens. Let me see those aliens.
But that's like the colloquial, let's see them aliens.
Yeah, oh yeah, I get it. I understand why they said it that way.
I'm just saying, you know, squad, Baron.
Squad.
That's what they're doing. They're squadding up.
In the age of squad, you think it's a good idea to raid Area 51. I'm here to assure you it is not.
It is not.
There have been more than 21,000 posts on the events page, with some users posting ideas and formations about game plans on how the raid would take place. This reminds me of Leroy Jenkins. I think it'll probably end the same way. I need another Stone song.
Paint it black.
Oh! My favorite Stone song.
The best Stone song.
Do you think so?
It's one of them.
This is my favorite Stone song.
It's the song that got me really into them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's such a cool concept.
It was the it was a theme song to some show about Vietnam. It wasn't China Beach. It was the other one. Tour of Duty.
I didn't know that. I just think it's a cool song. It's a cool
great song.
I think it'd be cool adapted to like heavy metal. Wouldn't it? Paint it black. It's kind of got a heavy metal theme to it. Quarter to.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road. Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's 10 minutes to the top of the hour. Got Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. Carolyn's here shagging phone calls. We've had a little bit of a deeper program than normal.
I know.
Yeah, not as much, but sometimes you got to be deep.
Not as much frivolity.
Globalism isn't funny, Dave.
Well, it can be.
Well, there's actually some funny globalism.
I mean, if you take the entire existence of man as a cosmic joke, then everything's kind of funny in its own way, Baron.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, a lot of death and destruction.
Just embrace the weird.
Yeah. Auburn House Wash, not globalist, local. 826-WASH, 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com. You can find them on Facebook. Auburn House Wash, amazing. Spencer Mann has created an outstanding business concept. He knows how many houses out there are dirty, and he knows he can give you a lightning-quick quote in almost every circumstance. When you call Spencer, 826-WASH, and you say, hey, here's my address. He usually, within an hour, will have in your email inbox a proposal. Then you just click accept, and he sends a truck out to you. Schedules a time, gets it out there. they just clean it up. Low pressure, proprietary low pressure wash system. So it's not going to damage the wood and the trim and all that kind of stuff. No, it's it doesn't damage the shingles or your roof. Proprietary low-pressure wash system. Really, really amazing. Auburn House Wash, auburnhousewash.com, 826-WASH, 826-WASH. And he's got a truck dedicated right here to the River Region. So you don't have to worry about getting behind all the houses over there getting cleaned in Auburn. Our number, 272-9228. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. All right, now, since we're talking about Russia, let me go into this. Boy, it all kind of...
Russia.
All kind of melds together nicely, doesn't it? There's a lawsuit filed by businessman Ed Butowski.
Is he based in Zaire, Baron?
I don't think he's a businessman in Zaire. I don't think he's a businessman in Zaire.
What does he do?
You know, I don't know.
Not pertinent to the article, huh?
What? Didn't
just
list it in the article?
Just call him a businessman.
Well, you know, I'm going to look him up. Ed Butowski.
I'm just saying.
He's an American financier.
Oh, where have we heard that word before, Baron?
He's a former Fox News business commentator. He was purportedly banned from the network's building in 2017 after he gained notoriety over his role, published and subsequently retracted by Fox News concerning the murder of Seth Rich and his alleged ties to WikiLeaks. Ed Butowski. So he brings a lawsuit against Fox. Actually, the parents of Seth Rich brought a lawsuit against Fox and Butowski. That was dismissed.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. He also writes articles for Breitbart News, The Blaze. He's contributed to ESPN films and documentaries. He alleged that shortly after Seth Rich's death in July 2016, he was contacted by an old friend, also a nationally known media personality, who said that Julian Assange had a message for the parents of Seth Rich. Butowski said he was asked to tell Seth Rich's parents that Seth had played a role in providing the DNC emails to Assange and WikiLeaks. It's been my contention. This, now I'm not quoting from the article anymore. Actually, I wasn't quoting from the article there. I was reading a different source. It's been my contention, Barron's contention, from the beginning, that Seth Rich is the one who downloaded the emails and was killed. Now, whether or not he was killed because he downloaded the emails or whether or not he was killed in a tragic accident weeks later is left to, you know, we don't know. But I think he was killed because he provided the emails. The Russians did not hack the DNC, period, end of story. I go back to the story here. According to Butowski, he waited a couple of months before contacting the Rich family. He represented a various media that the first time he talked to the family, the parents said, you know what, we don't believe you. Following year, his description of the initial conversation with the family changed. He later claimed the parents said, we already know that. We want to know who killed our son. He provided no reasons for the shifting story. But he subsequently decided to take unilateral action, hired a private investigator named Rod Wheeler to investigate the murder of Seth Rich. Wheeler later sued Fox News and alleged in the suit that Butowski and Fox News fabricated the story of the deceased DNC employee to deflect public attention from the possible Russian government's involvement in the DNC hack. Wheeler, though, dropped the suit, and a suit brought by the parents of Seth Rich against Fox and Butowski were also dismissed. Now Butowski is suing, I believe, Fox News, but I'll look that up in a second. That's not the important part, who he's suing. Here's the important part, a paragraph in the story, paragraph 45, in the lawsuit filing. You ready? Butowski stumbled into the RCH crosshairs after Ellen Ratner, a news analyst for Fox News and White House correspondent for Talk Media News, contacted him in the fall of 2016 about a meeting she had with Mr. Assange. Ratner's brother, the late Michael Ratner, it's a terrible name, by the way, was an attorney who had represented Assange. According to Ms. Ratner, she made a stop in London during a return flight from Berlin. She met with Mr. Assange for approximately 6 hours in the Ecuadorian embassy. Mrs. Ratner said Mr. Assange told her that Seth Rich and his brother Aaron were responsible for releasing the DNC emails to WikiLeaks. Ms. Ratner said Mr. Assange wanted the information relayed to Seth's parents, as it might explain the motivation for Seth's murder. Edward Batowski is suing all kinds of people. Holy mackerel. Michael Gottlieb, Meryl Gavronesky, Bowie's Schiller Flexner LLP, Brad Bauman, the Pastrum Group, Leonard Gale, Eli J.K. Now, if this guy was telling a tale, he would not be suing all these people.
Hmm.
This is his first amended complaint in the Eastern District of Texas, Sherman Division. Sounds militant, Sherman Division. But I think he's trying to clear his name here. I think he's trying to clear his name. I wonder who the judge is, if the judge will give him some. Upon her return to the United States, Ms. Ratner asked Mr. Batowski to contact the Rich family, relay the information for Mr. Assange, apparently become Mr. You know, this is all takes on a new dynamic with Assange being arrested by the United States. You remember he wasn't arrested for anything related to Russian hacking.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested for the Chelsea Manning thing, basically egging on Chelsea Manning to break the law, which is kind of thin anyway. But I think the timing of this lawsuit, the timing of this release, is interesting. The story I'm reading here also comments on the timing of the indictment of Assange. Notice Assange, the indictment was filed in early 2018, but it was not revealed until after the culmination of the Mueller investigation and the report.
Right.
It was submitted to the grand jury in December of 2017. It was returned by the grand jury in March of 2018, and Assange wasn't arrested then until April of 2019. Why would you hold an indictment for 13 months before arresting the guy?
Good question.
Because the entire Mueller investigation hinged on a fact, not in evidence. The Russians hacked the DNC. That fact is the hinging of the entire Mueller indictment. How do you maintain that if you have Seth Rich talking? So they couldn't arrest him until that was done. I don't know. This whole thing's wild. This Seth Rich thing is wild. I don't know that we'll ever know who killed Seth Rich, just like we'll never know where Jimmy Hoffa is. There's some things that are just not meant for us to know by the folks who committed the crimes. I'm telling you right now, Seth Rich downloaded those emails from the DNC, provided them to WikiLeaks, and was murdered for it. It's 11 o'clock.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in, the city of angels.